This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Maybe even more than economists and sociologists, it's a pretty safe bet that this morning a whole lot of analysts for retailers and consumer product companies were poring over that ACS data as well. It's kind of a mini census. The ACS is based on a sample of a couple of million households and reveals all kinds of information that is oh so useful to retailers and manufacturers. As Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, it is one of the most valuable services the federal government provides to business and industry.
There's a lot of information in the ACS. People's incomes, races, ages, the type of work they do, even how they get to and from work, and how long that takes. All broken down, community by community. George Washington University professor Andrew Reimer says businesses use that data
to determine where to put storefronts and where to put factories and where to put any kind of business establishment.
Say you're a retail chain that specializes in youth fashion. David French of the National Retail Federation says the survey can help you figure out where to open new stores.
You're probably not going to go into a community that for the past 20 years has been getting older. You're probably going to look for neighborhoods that have younger families moving in.
Retailers also use the survey to determine what to put on the shelves of their stores, depending on the area's demographics. And they aren't the only businesses using the survey. Natalia Sinyaska of the National Association of Home Builders says it helps predict housing demand.
We actually use ACS data on the daily basis. It's without exaggeration.
Now, businesses already collect plenty of their own data on customers. Economist Julia Coronado says the ACS helps to put that data into context.
In an era of big data, the value of government data has gone up, not down, because any company has very detailed information or a lot of data on their own customers and products, but they need to benchmark it against something. What does the broader market look like? What does the broader population look like?
And only the government can provide that kind of data, says Coronado.
It's a public good with a great deal of value for a lot of people in the economy.
Best of all, it's free. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.